Our speakers today are Abigail Ryan and Brian Cummings. Abby is the bankruptcy counsel for the National Association of Attorney General, a nonpartisan forum for the 56 state and territory attorneys general and their staff. The NAAG promotes knowledge exchange, fosters cooperation on legal issues, and provides training and research. Previously, Abby served as the Assistant Attorney General for Texas, representing clients in federal bankruptcy courts throughout the nation. And she got her BA from Dallas Baptist University and her JD from Texas Wesleyan College, now Texas A&M Law School. And our co-speaker is Brian Cummings. He focuses on representing creditors, Chapter 7 trustees, debtors, and other parties in interest in bankruptcy cases across Texas. His knowledge of insolvency law also provides the backdrop for advising clients with respect to discrete issues in mergers and acquisitions, probate planning, and other asset-related matters. And prior to joining Graves Doherty, Brian clerked with the Honorable Craig Gargatta and the Honorable Christopher Mott. He graduated with his BA from Calvin College and got his JD from the University of Texas School of Law. And before we start the session, I did have a request for a collaborative session for anyone interested in talking about asset protection immediately after the session. Look for Nelson Block, and he's going to be standing in the back corner of this room if anyone wants to have a collaborative discussion about asset protection. And with that, please welcome our speakers.
Thank you. I'll start by saying that if at any point in time any of you has a question you'd like to ask, I think we'd be happy to field that. So feel free to just interrupt us and step up to the mic. Other than that, we will be trying to help you all get a very high-level overview of what bankruptcy looks like. Hopefully you'd understand what that would mean, largely from the debtor perspective, if a nonprofit were to be a debtor, but also nonprofits may end up being creditors or otherwise parties of interest in bankruptcy. So hopefully this will help you understand how everything flows. The bankruptcy code is a part of the federal code specific unto itself, where you find all the statutes that govern how bankruptcy cases are going to run. They like to say that bankruptcy courts are courts of equity, which is I would call that theoretically true, and I say theoretically because the code is designed to reflect the equities, but what the bankruptcy court does will be driven largely by the code itself. In other words, it's statutes that determine what the bankruptcy court will do. You'll note that all of the federal districts have at least one bankruptcy court that sit in them. They function like an adjunct, much like a magistrate would function. So they're not Article III courts, they're Article I courts, which means, for instance, that they're limited in their ability to enter final orders and final judgments, right? But any case that gets filed is technically, not literally, but technically filed in the district court, but automatically kicked to the bankruptcy court. Theoretically, the district court could keep all of them if it wanted to. For obvious reasons, it doesn't. The district court's already busy enough and doesn't want to bother with doing the bankruptcy matters when he's got a bankruptcy judge who specializes in that and can handle them. One of the things that will come into play, and you'll see this frequently when you get the news on where a famous debtor is filed. So Enron, for instance, back in the early 2000s, based out of Houston, files in New York. That's because the venue statutes for bankruptcy are very broad. Y'all probably are familiar with the fact that Delaware is one of those popular states for incorporating an entity. Delaware has roughly, I think it's 700,000 people, and it has as many bankruptcy judges as the Northern District of Texas, which I believe has 9 million people, which by my math means Delaware has one judge for the Delaware cases and six judges for all the entities that file in Delaware because they're incorporated there. Basically, if you're incorporated in a state, you can file bankruptcy in that state. If you have even a very modest business presence, you can file bankruptcy in that state. What that means is there's a lot of strategy that goes into where debtors will file their bankruptcy cases. And I'm sure it will come as a shock to you to hear that oftentimes that strategy includes where is debtor's counsel going to be able to get.